Oh, the diplomatic party's here. Please, please, see them in quickly. Welcome to my palace. Thank you so much for arriving on such short notice. I do hope the trip was both safe and swift. The southern desert is harsh even to those of us who spend our entire lives here, let alone those who travel from foreign lands. I can't tell you how much of an honor it is, and how thankful I am for the decision to entertain the idea of an alliance. Not just how thankful I am, but how thankful my people are as well. Now, do pardon me for being rude, but I'm not entirely sure which of you is the diplomat. Huh? You? You're the diplomat? I see. Ah, but you and your cohort must be hungry after your trip. If you'd like, I can have my servants go prepare a feast for you. Ada? A better idea? Raytel, then. I see. Yes, that would be a fine idea as well. My servants would be happy to give your entourage a tour of the palace grounds. Ladies, if you'd be so kind, please give the diplomats group a tour. Yes, all of you. Please, don't question my request. There we go. Now that we're alone, if you'll pardon me, I am rather surprised that you're the diplomat. Many of those who came before were older gentlemen. And you are rather young in comparison. So, why don't you tell me who you really are? The Crown Princess. And this far out from your home. Why? Why would you come here instead of your country's ambassador? Never mind that for now. I haven't seen you in so long. Look at how you've changed. I think the last time I paid a visit to your lands, the king was celebrating you graduating from the academy. You were so embarrassed to be hauled up before the people and touted about as if you were a trophy. Well, I suppose I shouldn't be that surprised that you'd start to take on duties like this. But still, to travel such a long way, and through the desert, I truly am honored. Don't worry, I'll keep it a secret. I had a feeling you were angling for this, considering your suggestion for the tour. I wouldn't want any shock amongst my court at your presence, after all. Ah, yes, my apologies. We should actually discuss why I called for your aid, shouldn't we? I'm not sure how familiar you are with our little corner of the world. We've had your scholars visit and pen their stories and fill books, but that doesn't mean you've read them, or that they were even accurate to begin with. Our land has always had two inhabitants. My people, Lamia, and the jackal folk to the west. Their queen has proclaimed herself to be the true ruler of the desert. No others may be permitted. She tried a few years ago to bring us into the fold, and started by asking us to abandon the goddess of the sun. Their people worship the god of the night, and if we were to agree, it would cast a shadow across the whole land. Yes, it is as big of a danger as it sounds. I mean that quite literally as well. Our land is kept in a certain harmony. The Jackal Queen seems to not realize that, and she wants to empower her god and claim the whole desert for herself. In order to achieve this, she hired a band of brutal mercenaries. Princess, you yourself know that we are not warriors. We are scholars and artisans. Any armor we maintain is to battle bandits and wild animals. Her combined army has been ransacking our villages, abducting our already sparse populace, and disrupting our trade. Why, should it be left unchecked, I'd expect her to run us over within less than a year. My people would be utterly devastated. And I can't imagine what they'd do to us, given that I refused her offer. At this point, she won't even offer us an opportunity to surrender. Then, in that case, I think you understand why I called upon your kingdom then. We've always been trade partners, but I would like to request a formal alliance and aid in battle. I realize how difficult of a request that is. We are not a formidable ally, but we can provide the bounty of the desert to your people. Please, won't you consider helping us? I see. I should have known it would not be so easy a request. Please do consider this, though. With the Jackal Queen's ambitions, she won't simply stop with the desert. There may be some years of peace, but it'll be solely for her to build up her military might and push forward into other lands. Even with that, the alliance is unlikely. Is there anything I could do? I will entertain any possibility necessary. I will offer up anything I can. Offer up myself? What do you mean, dear princess? You would see us wed in order to save my people. I think I understand why you made this trip now. Really? I never even noticed during my visit. I can't believe you held on to those feelings over all these years. But I understand. Such a decision would force your kingdom to accept mine in the fold. I am shocked at the suggestion, to say the least. Would you not be interested in a princess closer to your age? Not to mention the difference in our lifespans. Truly, you would wish for this? I know not if you bear this decision out of love, lust, or kindness. Perhaps all of them. It is very clever, to say the least. And, well, I would not necessarily oppose the idea. You see, my people have very few suitable partners available. It is part of why our populace is so few. Perhaps an integration of our kingdoms could be beneficial for a number of reasons. You are right. I did say I would do anything to save my people. And I would be remiss to reject such an offer, wouldn't I? Some people would feel forced by such a request, given the circumstances that I'm in. But this is the duty of a queen, is it not? To ensure her people's health and happiness. Plus, it's not as if I would be wed to a rather unfortunate suitor. I'd obtain a cute princess that I could coil up around at night and share in her warmth. Oh my, you're suddenly blushing. You're right. The mood has changed. You know, it's as if a switch has been flipped deep in the depths of my mind. I accept your proposal, dear princess. Or I suppose, soon to be queen. Tell me, does my form excite you? When you look at my figure, does it entrance your heart? Or perhaps something else? I have heard of humans who seek out partners from other species, but I've never met one myself. Perhaps you're one of them. The moment you laid eyes on me, you must have decided I am the one and only one for you. Why else would you hang on to the memory of me for all those years? Oh, stuttering slightly, how cute. So, I wager that my servants are going to spend quite some time continuing their tour. Given that we're alone, and that I have humbly agreed to your request, perhaps we should consider making our union more official? The sweat is beading on your forehead, and your face is burning hot. Do you understand what I'm asking? You can't back out now. Once I catch you in my coils, you'll be mine as much as I am yours. Would you like that? Good. Then relax, and let me take the lead. You're going to enjoy this, my princess. I promise. But practically jumping into my arms. You know, prey usually do not jump straight into the jaws of the beast. I jest, my dear. I'm here to take care of you and fulfill your deepest desires. You've been anticipating this for a long time, but now the wait is over. So give yourself over. Good girl. Your body is so warm already. You're so cute like this. You're so vulnerable. And now, Now that you open your heart to me, I am never going to let you go. This is going to be the longest afternoon of your life. Ready? We should probably get you out of those clothes before you mess them up. The convenience of having four arms. You're so warm. I can feel your heat radiating through my scales. This is why I love humans. You're breathing so hard and panting like a dog. It's precious. The sight of your face has switched on something deep within me. Normally, I would tease and play with you until you were about to burst. But I can't help myself. I just want to devour you on the spot. Milk your cock for everything it has. You can barely form words at this point. You're so cute. Here. I want you to do something for me. Look down. Look at the place we're gonna connect. My pussy is nothing like a human's. I can control all the muscles inside. All you need to do is slip your cock in here and rest atop my soft body, and I'll do the rest of the work. No hesitation. I like that. Good girl. Yes. Feel how it wriggles around you. I have perfect control. All you need to do. Just enjoy yourself. Let me service you. How does it feel being on top of me like this? Speechless, are you? Well, once you've had a taste of me, you're never gonna want anyone else. I can feel you so hot and hard and twitching in me. No, don't move. Just lay right there. Just relax. Let me take care of everything. See, with the control that I have, it means I can spend time doting on you, stroking your hair, kissing you, running my hands all over your body, and to think All you have to do is empty your mind and surrender to me like this. You're so flushed and warm. Do you like the idea of being caught and twisted up my coils? Do you like being trapped? Well, I suppose if it's this pleasurable, are you really trapped? Good girl. Let me milk you dry. How's that? Good girl, yes. Imagine if you spend the rest of your days with me, you can get milked like this every single day. Come back and leap into my arms after a hard day's work. I'll strip your clothes off and massage you and milk your hard cock of my pussy. Would you like that? Now, I'm gonna change it just a little bit. Let's make it a little tighter. Oh, look on your face changed. My, my. Do you like that even more? Oh, you're pressing your waist so hard against me. You must really be enjoying it. As it twists around you. Tightens around you. You see, your cock is caught in the coil as well, not just your body. It's almost like my body was made to milk you like this. Breathing so hard. Oh, such a cute girl. I hope that the long way you endured was worth it. Though judging by the empty-headed look on your face, I'd say it was. Oh, my princess. No, my queen. To think I'll finally have a wife after all these years. Your cock is so big inside of me. And the warmth that it pulses out into me. I could get addicted to this. I can get as addicted to you as you are to me. Good girl. Good girl. A twist chest and squeeze. Pump your cock for everything it's worth. Yes. Here. Place your hands, my breasts. Do whatever you want to them. They're yours now. And squeeze them and grope them. You want to suck on them? Oh my. I didn't take you for that type. Be more gentle. Be more gentle. It's not like you can get milk out of them right now. But if you breed me hard enough, you might be able to milk me in the future. Don't be shy. Grope me as much as you want. Pod me like an animal. I don't mind. If you grab me that hard, I might have to squeeze down on you and return the favor. That's just tighten up around you a little bit more. Oh my. The moment I tightened up, you got even harder. I guess you really are exactly the type I thought you were. Do you really want to breed some from another species that badly? Why? Do you even know if we're compatible? Well, I'll give you the answer to that one. We're more compatible than you can even believe. One thick shot inside of me. Well, you can guess where I'm going with this. So, how about it? Do you want to breed me that badly? What if I do this? I love the look on your face. You going to come then? God, give it to me. Give me everything. Breed me. Don't hold back. Yes, I feel it twitching. Come. Come, fear queen. Give it to me. Yes, don't hold back. Fill me up with everything. There's so much. Even so, not a single drop escaped. Catch your breath. Relax. We're gonna stop here for now. There's no time to continue. As bad as I want to. But imagine, once we're wed, you'll be able to experience this every night for the rest of your life. Would you enjoy that? Good girl. I knew you would. But, even for someone as sprightly as you, You've still got your limits, don't you? Look at you. Face flushed, sweating, breathing heavily. We can't linger like this for very long, though. Who knows if my serum's way back with your entourage. Imagine the scandal if we were caught. At least before there's an official ceremony. Afterwards, it'd be merely expected, no? Good girl. There you go. Ease yourself off me. Come, let us visit my chambers briefly to get cleaned up while they're back. Ah, there they are. Welcome back. I trust you all enjoyed the tour of the palace. Our time together was fruitful as well. The diplomat and I have come to an agreement on a formal alliance between our kingdoms. Ah, such shocked expressions all the way around. What can I say? We hit it off rather well, and the your diplomat offered such excellent terms that I couldn't turn her down. If you'd like to look at the agreement yourselves, you'll see that this decision was well within her right to finalize on the spot. Now, such surprised expressions are unbecoming of the Queen's advisors. You should be overjoyed. It's a rare occasion that you get to plan for such an important wedding ceremony. And as for you, my dear, I hope you look forward to the days ahead. I'll be as loyal to you as I am to my people. Oh, come off it. There's no need for secrecy anymore. All pretense was thrown out the moment I handed your advisors our agreement. Now, my dear, shall we begin preparations? We've got a long journey back to your home. Yes, it'll be all right if I make the trip back with you. We're not expecting another attack for quite some time. I plan on having my advisors evacuate all the outlying villages to the capital. They'll keep everything under control here. And then, I can return after the ceremony with your reinforcements. I can't even imagine what's going through your head right now. I imagine you're still shocked I said yes. Don't worry. The sun is bright on the horizon. For not just us, but for all of our people.